Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Patronizing to
no.
Jags fans?
No.
He just dumb and didn't know the freaking say Duvall?
Not dumb.
I don't think it's dumb. I think
didn't study?
No.
Come on. It's not hard to find tape of that.
I think it's... I think the look on his face.
And
that's the thing, Bo, look at him and then look and see if, like, Duvall, if it comes out of him,
it
would not look right. You know what I mean?
The way it looked on his face, it looked like to me that he was making fun of it. That's why.
There's no way. That would be bad.
That'd be bad.
That'd be really bad.
Let me watch the tape.
That would be really bad if he made fun of it.
He'd be off to a bad start.
That would be really bad if he made fun of it. So, no, I don't believe that.
But he wanted to throw that into his press conference so bad that he just did it.
But you had it
wrong. Just like Brian Kelly was doing.
No. He's just awkward.
Yeah.
Watch the body language after he says it.
I don't remember Urban Meyer saying it.
He's just awkward.
I don't remember Peterson saying it.
No, I know people like this. I got friends like this. He's just awkward.
Do fans give him an A for effort, or is he like, is that a bad strike for fans?
It's one of those things, you know. If they win 11 games next year, no one will care.
That's a good point. Win, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
So let's just hope that with Pete Carroll down in Las Vegas now that we get more of this.
Fans come from, we do want to fill our stadium up with our guys. I know that we have a good draw for people from out of town. There you go. That's what I'm talking
Can we get
about.
More Marshawn Lynch interrupting
Sign him.
What would you
bring him back?
Running backs coach?
Marshawn can't tote that field no more.
Coach some people on some stuff.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I'm just curious.
I think Marshawn's having a good time doing what Marshawn's doing.
Who do you think he will be around more, the Seahawks or the Raiders?
Marshawn?
Yeah.
Probably the Raiders.
Probably the Raiders.
Yeah. But again, neither one of them are where he is. Like, he's in Oakland.
So, yeah, I know.
You know?
I know, but
he grew up a Raiders fan.
Yeah, right. And he played for him for a minute. But if they were in Oakland, I think easy Raiders.
Oh, yeah, easily.
But I think his main residence is in Oakland where he does a lot of his
charity
stuff.
But I'm saying, when he wants to hang out,
I think it'll probably be Raiders, partially because him and Pete,
right?
And the Raiders are his childhood, and he played for them. It's an interesting
question. We need Marshawn Lynch on the sideline and somewhere in press conferences every time the Raiders come. Just somewhere. Speaking of press conferences, here's Aaron Glenn cursing because he's a Jet.
But here's what I do know. We're the freaking New York Jets, so we're built for this.
Why with the freaking New York Jets?
Yeah,
give us the full
cuss twice or cuss none?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I love AG. I'm so happy for him to getting a job.
I was really hoping we were going to see him come down to New Orleans. He went down there and interviewed, and he's like, nope, see y'all later.
Mick Lewis would have been there, but that was dysfunctional as hell.
What does he think being the New York Jets is?
I don't know.
And means?
I don't know.
You think about
when have the Jets been like a proud organization?
1967.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, when have they been a proud, like, franchise?
Yeah. Outside of the blip Rex Ryan years, my whole life, they've been a laughingstock.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's going to turn around.
I'm just curious.
And again, I hope he does. I'm rooting for him. But, like, we're the freaking New York Jets.
You know, I can't stand the Jets. You know how I feel about them damn Jets.
But
I like AG, man.
Exactly.
I really like AG.
It's like Notre Dame and Marcus Freeman. It's like, I want him to do good, but I also hate the team that he coaches. No.
Speaking of weird, here's Jerry Jones taking over Brian Schottenheimer's press conference.
What I would say to you is I got here taking shots. Good things have happened. Let me tell you something. There's some stuff to be had over there where not many people go. There is. Don't think for 1 minute I won't take a shot.
That's a blank show right there.
It is. It is. His son was being all dismissive and like the so-called drought. 30 years, man. Like he hasn't been in
there. Where exactly do we take shots, Jerry?
There's a very low percentage of this that is smiles and glory holes.
Damn, Jerry.
Very low percentage.
Jerry, come on, man.
Damn, Jerry. Man, that's such a dysfunction. Because it's the damn Cowboys, most glamorous organization, most expensive organization, or whatever you want to call it, most valuable team in the world.
A great brand.
Like, in the world.
Yep.
You know? And so, like, they're worth all this money, but yet Jerry don't want to spend it, really, on free agents. But Jerry's always been an in-house type guy ever since he started winning Super Bowls. He's been an in-house, pay your guy.
Yeah, ever since he decided to change the philosophy and be not winners.
That's why so many dudes love him, because he pays them. Mm-hmm. Jerry pays his guy. He pays the guys he drafted and blah, blah, blah. Usually, for the most part, they work out. But now they're up against it because Dak's contract is $90 million. So you got to restructure that. You got to pay him. You got to pay Micah.
Got to do it.
Like, they're in trouble, man.
Yep.
They're in trouble.
And, you know, they keep hiring yes men.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to change any of the way that things are going.
So yeah, he wants to be comfortable.
He wants all the credit.
Yeah.
He's a credit whore.
So speaking of taking shots, are we now taking charity shots? So we talked about already how Bill's Mafia raised money for Mark Andrews' charity.
Mm-hmm.
So now the Ravens flock, which, come on, can we come up with a better name for your fan base, please? All right, it's just weird. Now the Ravens flock has took to group. I mean, no, what's not? What's the pay
GoFundMe?
Yes, the Summit Center for Autism is Dalton Kincaid's charity that he supports.
Okay,
they have they set a GoFundMe for $10,000. They have surpassed that. And the Ravens flock, if you're a Ravens fan out there, you're now being encouraged to go donate to the Summit Center for Autism. So is that now making fun of Dalton Kincaid for dropping a pass that he could have probably caught?
You know how I have an autistic daughter, so you know my love for that cause. But come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Because they're not just going to do it anyway. But
right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you weren't going to do it anyway.
Yeah, come on, man.
But I guess it's making a positive.
It's making a positive. It is, man. And I can't, that's why I can't, you know.
There's just part of it that feels.
That's what, like, I'm saying.
Some part of it feels a little wrong.
Like, why the hell?
But it's good. The money's going to a good cause.
It's going to a good cause and everything like that. But whatever, man.
I know, it feels...
It feels dirty.
I don't know what the right word... Dirty? Yeah, but that's not even...
I don't...
Kind of.
Because that's what I said. Why didn't they send... Why didn't the Bills Mafia send stuff to Patrick Mahomes' charity?
Yeah. He played great.
So if he would have threw it... So if he would have threw an interception, y'all would have won. Mm-hmm. Then y'all would have sent money to his foundation?
100%. Yes, 100%. Okay. That's what they would have done.
All right, man.
That Dalton can... Or sorry, the Mark Andrews one, they've raised like $100,000.
And it's freaking awesome.
It is really good.
Awesome. It's awesome. It is. It's so awesome.
Those aren't the same, by the way. Mark Andrews' drop and Dalton Kincaid's aren't the same.
I don't understand why people don't understand.
Dalton Kincaid's way
harder. Kincaid was laying out.
Yeah, it was way harder.
Much difficult, more
dude,
difficult
I'm telling
catch,
you, I've had balls like that. This is hard to catch.
Yeah.
It is hard as hell to
totally
catch that
different.
Ball. But you got to catch it.
Got to catch it.
You got to catch it.
Yeah, that's the similarity. They both got to catch it. But like Mark Andrews was a wide open drop.
You got to catch
it.
Such a nasty song.
What kind of... Never mind. All right, we'll come back. I was going to say Flock of Ravens isn't even the name of a group of ravens.
What is it?
No, it's not a murder. Murder's a crow. What is a raven?
An unkindness.
Unkindness.
Of ravens.
Yeah. That would sound... You could figure out
the unkind?
Way. Yeah!
Just call their fan group the unkind? That'd be way better.
Much better.
Way better.
Ravens fans out there.
Go. It's easy. All you got to do is ask us. Free ideas
we
every day.
We'll come up with a name.
Free
for
ideas
base.
From 11 to 2 every day.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.